All right, family, welcome to the show. I'm not going to lie. I am probably, my brain is operating on like a 60-second delay right now.
More than that.
Yeah, probably more than that, to be right. And it's always on a delay. kind of like O'Hare Airport right now. That's where I'm at right now. Simulcasting on 98.5 to Wire Orlando, 103.7 to Meet Muskegon, 105.3 Benton Harbor, and bestblacknews.com and on YouTube. Hey, Big Rob, we got our melanated brother, our melanated star, the one and only, JC. What's going on? I'm feeling that cap, bro.
Yeah, shout out to Sin Q Moody and Maurice Barnes. This is a part of their clothing line.
Okay.
You know, wow. The young brothers, somehow I end up being a big brother wherever I go, huh? Whatever community I'm in, and they just take care of me. So I have all kind of merch.
Yeah,
how cool do I sound? How cool do I sound saying merch?
right. I know you dripping. You dripping over there, bro. Dripping everywhere.
So trying to keep up with you.
Nah, bro.
And I've not had any sleep either. By the way,
right?
I've not been to sleep,
bro. So. It's tough right now. Mm-hmm. Where we at, man? What's happening on the national? With the national election, where we at?
Well, as you know, it's been quite an evening last night, quite a midnight, and quite a morning this morning, and quite a day today. It's been Joe Biden is currently projected at about 260 electoral college votes, if I'm not mistaken, and on the electoral map. And Trump, of course, is sitting at 213. In case somebody doesn't know what I'm speaking of, I'm speaking of the presidential election that took place yesterday. More people voted in yesterday's election than ever before in the history of the United States of America. It's quite phenomenal. It's quite phenomenal, Paul. I'm really proud of Americans that they went out and did their civic duty. I know I've spent countless hours diffusing misinformation campaigns for the last 3 or 4 months. They were going heavy, but it looks like Joe Biden will be the next president of these United States of America.
Wow, you believe that?
I do believe it.
He flipped Michigan. I just got told he flipped Michigan. It just popped up on my screen.
Michigan has been called for Joe Biden. Some sources have called Arizona for Joe Biden. That was definitely a flip.
Yeah.
Arizona, for certain. Yeah. And Wisconsin has been called for Joe Biden. Of course, the president took Wisconsin. President Trump took Wisconsin in 2016. The state of Wisconsin has been called for Joe Biden, and he's really, really close in Michigan. Actually, no, they called Michigan. Thank you,
Larissa. Rob said that.
I haven't had any sleep. Rob just said that they called Michigan.
Yeah, CNN projection that he just took Michigan. And we know that was votes still coming in from Detroit. And a lot of votes. They said they had record turnout in Detroit. So that means they got more than what Clinton, than Obama.
Yeah, and the black folks, from what I understand, on the east side of the state, showed up and represented yesterday.
Big up to Detroit. Big up to Detroit, Wayne County.
Yeah.
Rob over there in Monroe County. I gotta give it to you, Rob, man. You look sexier than ever, bro.
Man, I know, I man. I'm dripping with sexiness right now. You
dripping with sexiness
I'm dripping with it, bro.
I see Jen Ross says she hadn't slept all night.
I believe you, Jen. I'm with you, Jen. And I slept, but I think it was kind of like that light sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can just waiting, you know, so. Yeah. Hopefully I can get a good night's sleep in, Jay.
And you know, the interesting thing about it is it looks like when it's all said and done, it looks like the polls will have been pretty accurate. That's what it's looking like. If he picks up another state, if he takes Georgia, right now he's 4 million votes, if I'm not mistaken, ahead of Donald Trump in the popular vote. 4 million. That's more than Hillary Clinton was in the popular vote in 2016. And he will be only the fourth person in American history to unseat an incumbent. It's very hard to unseat an incumbent, no matter what's going on. It's just very rare that an incumbent, a presidential incumbent, loses a race.
Yeah, it hasn't happened President Carter?
Bush.
Oh, Bush
won. Yeah, Bush won. And then Carter was a one term too, wasn't he?
Yeah, one term.
Yeah. But it's hard to unseat an incumbent. And it looks like that's what's about to happen.
Well, so we're waiting on Nevada then?
Nevada is six electoral votes, I believe. But Biden is leading in Nevada. He is also leading, we mentioned Arizona. Some places have already called Arizona, as I just mentioned.
Fox News called it last night. I think Fox News might be tired of Trump, man.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that, and here's why. You're familiar with the prison culture, right?
Yeah.
So, in the prison culture, sometimes you've got somebody who is perceived as a bully, if you will. I could use other words, but I'm going to say a bully. And they get transferred out. And the inmates, am I wrong or right?
No, you're right.
Many of them were transferred out a lot. Yes. Yeah. Well, people were probably happy that you got transferred out. You understand? And I have reason to believe that that's exactly what's happening right now in the U.S. Senate.
It's funny that you use the prison analogy, though, John, because there's a possibility. The New York Attorney General is waiting.
Come February. Come February. Yeah.
Superintendent Rene Garcia said when he gets Nevada and Arizona, Biden will be right at 270. Well, we know that Arizona's been called for him, and it looked like that's going to be
some solid. Sources have called some Arizona for him.
Yeah. But it looked like that's going to hold up. It's like that's going to hold up so far.
Yeah, it
does. How's New York looking for Trump and Biden?
Bro, come on, man. You don't even, come on, Rob. You know.
Yeah,
he knows, I haven't he knows seen
Biden.
New York.
Yep, Biden took New York yesterday.
Yeah, they called that before.
I didn't know.
New York and L.A. are two places that they call as soon as the polls close.
It's like Montana and Utah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Utah, right. Going to Trump.
Idaho, you know, all them places. Yeah. We know what's happening over there.
And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but a group of protesters showed up in Detroit, and stormed one of the polling precincts where they're counting the ballots. Mm-hmm. And they forced themselves into the place where they were counting the ballots. And I said to myself, Detroit is not the city to be doing that in. No.
Yeah.
Detroit is not the city for you to storm your way into where people are counting votes. It's just not the city to do that.
Yeah,
that could be bad.
That could be very bad. They're already at the tipping point. They're already at the tipping point.
You can do it in Idaho, maybe, or Utah, but don't go to Detroit with that mess.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that this whole legal thing that the president is pursuing, it is a waste of time, in my opinion. His attorneys know that it's a waste of time. I wouldn't be surprised if they're just doing that to appease the president. So it appears they're doing all it is that they can do. But the president does not have a leg to stand on. Not one single leg to stand on. The Supreme Court just ruled earlier this week, late last week, that in the state of Pennsylvania, that they can count the votes as long as they're in by yesterday, that they can count the votes for 3 days, if I'm not mistaken, after the election. And so they can count the votes It is not a problem to do so. Lawmakers make the rules in various states on what you can do and what you can't do. That's something that the rule that lawmakers make. The lawmakers in Pennsylvania made that rule. The Republican Party or Donald Trump, his lawyers, whomever, they went in, took it all the way to the Supreme Court. Then the Supreme Court ruled that, yes, you can count those ballots. And so right now, they're planning on going back to the Supreme Court. Of course, the fight in Michigan, they're saying that, no, this is not right. They want to stop the vote, stop the count. How do you stop the count? How do you stop the count? It's legal. Why would you want to stop the count? But even further than that, you're okay with not stopping the count in Arizona. But you want to stop the count. Well, and this was last night. But you want to stop the count in places where you know for a fact that you're more than likely losing.
Right.
So, yeah. Mike, yeah. Michigan has been called. Mike Christian, Michigan has been called for Biden.
And other networks are starting to project that. It's just not enough for him to overcome, Trump to overcome. I want to mention, of course, this has been simulcast in Orlando and Muskegon and Benton Harbor. I want to go to Orlando because something very significant happened in Orlando yesterday, my second home. I want to acknowledge Monique Roel, who won state attorney. And to folks who don't know what state attorney is, that is the prosecuting attorney for that region. And I guess I just want to acknowledge this good sister because she has a very progressive agenda. She worked for Jay-Z and Meek Mills for their nonprofit on bringing criminal justice reform. And she is following the footsteps of Aramis Ayala, who is from Michigan, from Saginaw, Michigan, and became the first Black female state attorney in the state of Florida. And so Monique yesterday was the second Black female to be elected in Orange County, Osceola County, and that is the top law enforcement officer for that region. You talking about Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, Orlando, Kissimmee. Yes, hand clap. Y'all hit that like button. Hit that like button for Monique Boyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she is a friend of our radio station, 98.5. She's been coming out to the food giveaways for the last 4 or 5 weeks, handing food out to folks, talking to people. Getting her hands dirty, and she's been a fighter. And so I want to just congratulate her, John. In our hometown, in our hometown of Muskegon, though, it flipped to Republican land.
Yeah,
Trump came in, and sent the tidal wave through Muskegon County. What do you think happened, bro?
I honestly think that nobody can beat Trump being Trump. And what I mean by that is when he does these rallies, whether you agree with him or disagree with him, I feel that his rallies do energize people.
Right.
And I do feel like it excites them. I wondered before if it did or not, but I'm leaning towards, I think it does. And I think that he energized the folks there. And even though it was close, but you know, close really only counts in horseshoes.
Right.
The objective the objective is to win.
Right.
And speaking of win, if I could just real quickly talk about the Senate. People say, oh, well, what about the Senate? You're going to have Mitch McConnell. He's going to be back. And if you're going to have a Democratic president, and how are things going to work? This is my thought on that. Joe Biden has been knowing Mitch McConnell and all those guys for 120 years. You know, their kids went to the same schools. They're members of the same golf clubs. They fight against each other, but many of them are friends across the aisle. See, Barack Obama didn't have that. Barack Obama didn't have those relationships that existed. And plus, Barack Obama had skin like mine. And so I honestly believe, in case somebody doesn't know what I mean by that, he's Black. So I honestly believe that was a problem for many of them. And I think that Joe Biden will be able to I believe he'll be able to work across the aisle better than Barack Obama succeeded in, better than Barack Obama was able to. And I'm not saying that's Barack Obama's fault at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that Joe Biden knows these guys. They know Joe Biden. They may very well be able to come together. And I also, back to my prison analogy, I have reason to believe that many of them are glad that president is being transferred out. They can't say that publicly. You're not going to hear them say that publicly. But I believe that there's probably a sense of relief for many of them who are a part of the Republican Party who serve in Congress.
Right. JSL said, what happens if and when Kamala Harris takes over?
Well, if she inherits it, there's nothing that they can do until there's another election. There's nothing they can do. But if you're talking about what happens as far as the working relationship, right, I suspect that some of the things may have already been in play. The thing is that if they've already done something, and I'm not wishing anything on Joe Biden at all, but let's say a year or two down the road, Joe Biden is now 81, 82, and for whatever reason, he can't perform his duties as president. We saw in Ronald Reagan's last administration, we know that Ronald Reagan was suffering from dementia in his last couple of years as president, and they covered it and did everything they could to hide that. But let's say something like that happens to Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is the vice president. Whatever is already done, whatever has already been voted on, what have you, whatever's already been accomplished, you can't go back and undo it.
Right.
You may go back and undo it in the next administration, or perhaps you won't vote her back in. But to answer his question additionally real quick, the demographic in America is changing. Mm-hmm. And I've said this on radio many times over the last 10 years. And I said in the next 20, 30 years, it's going to be hard for someone to become president of the United States without changing, without adapting to what's happening in America. And we can't continue to go the way that we've been going over the last 4 years as a democracy, as a republic. This original sin, racism, it is going to destroy us if we don't do something different.
John, I want to acknowledge a good sister out of Missouri who became the first Black female to go to Congress. Unfortunately, we in 2020, with all the Black folks in Missouri, Cora Bush becomes the Missouri first Black Congresswoman. So big up. Yeah, hit that like button. Big up to my sister there. Yes, we doing, and she's young. I think like 44 years old. I think might be a producer. I don't know a lot, but just read briefly on it. But she won yesterday.
You know, I mentioned this on, it seems like it was days ago, but it was actually last night on the election coverage. And I mentioned that women and women of color are really doing their thing this election cycle. They are really doing their thing. And salute to all of them. Everything in America should look like the citizens in America. Right. There's no reason why in 2020 that anything should be an all white this or an all white that or all white male this. There's just no reason for it. And so I'm glad to see what looks like so many people engaging in our civic responsibility and voting, regardless of whom you voted for. Right. I'm glad to see that we are taking part as we should.
Jay says, good things happen when Black women are in charge.
I concur. I concur, brother.
No,
absolutely.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely concur.
Rob, you got anything before we go, brother?
No, y'all doing a heck of a job, wonderful job. I wish I was.
Rob's not happy, man.
Both of you guys.
You know, Rob's not happy because John James was winning, and now he's losing, and Rob has been tripping out ever since he found out.
But it's not over. Well, a lot of folk did not split their ticket. a lot of folks did not split their ticket. And the reason that John James is now losing is because Donald Trump was losing. And those votes, those Detroit, those east side of the states, a lot of people voted straight ticket. And so I never thought that, I thought if John James wins, it's going to be somewhat of a fluke, because I felt like the east side of the state more than likely was going to vote straight ticket. They weren't going to split their ticket. And that means trouble down the ballot. And that, and I felt that John James would definitely be in trouble. We'll see if he ekes out a win. But I think that I think Peters may pull it out. But I could be wrong. I could absolutely be wrong.
All right. Thanks, man. Any other thing you want to well, Jay got a question. He says, who controls your U.S. Senate next week?
That's a good question, Jay. And I don't think that we know the answer to that. It could be the Republican Party. And maybe not. There are some races that are just absolutely too close to call. But of course, if Joe Biden becomes the next president of the United States, they do have one more quasi-senator, if you will, in Kamala Harris, because she would be the tiebreaker. Let's say that she needs to come in to break the tie for a vote to get something accomplished. She, of course, can do that as the vice president.
Okay. Any other shockers from last night?
I am a little bit shocked at Georgia. I'm a little bit shocked that Georgia is in play. I believe that it might be in play, but you know, Georgia has not voted for a Democratic nominee since the 90s. The 90s. I think Jimmy Carter, who's from Georgia, was the last president that Georgia voted for, if I'm not mistaken. I think
I might have read that Clinton might have
won Georgia too. He may have. But what year was that? That was in the '90s, right?
Yeah, right. You're right.
So that would have been in the '90s. I know in the last three or four elections, Barack Obama didn't. They didn't vote for him. So for Georgia to be in play is a bit of a shock, because, like Tanya, Greg's sister, said last night, you got Atlanta. And then outside of Atlanta, you got Georgia. And there are some places in Georgia that I won't drive at night solo. There are some places in Georgia that personally I won't be found driving at night by myself.
Right.
Okay. Now, Atlanta, of course, no problems, but you've got more there. But Atlanta, of course, we knew when that vote came in, DeKalb County started coming in, Fulton County started coming in. We knew that then that Georgia was in play. The thing, what made Georgia in play was the people, you know, our people coming out and representing. And they did that in a big way in Georgia, from what I can tell, according to the exit polls. And that's why Georgia is in play. Had they not come out in Fulton County, DeKalb County, another county I can't think of right now, Georgia would not have been in play. So JSL, that's why.
JSL said Bill Clinton won Georgia once.
Won it once. Oh, wow. He won it once, but didn't win it the second time. That's interesting.
You know, the second time he was facing impeachment.
Impeachment. Yeah.
That was a big Monica Lewinsky. We never forget that name. So, another subject. Jay Kilgo, John, how bad is it going to be with Trump channeling the results when he loses? That's from Jay Kilgo, Black Lives Matter, Lakeshore, Muskegon.
I think it's all going to backfire on him. I think that he will have, of course, some people who aren't thinking too clearly. And he will incite, just as he's been inciting standby and whatever all along. But I think that they're not going to play. I don't believe that government or what is it, martial law. I don't think that they're going to play when it comes to ending this thing. They don't want to see their democracy for one man. They don't want to see their democracy destroyed. I can't think. I've been up all night. They don't want to see their democracy destroyed. They really don't. At the end of the day, that's not what they want. And they don't want, people really don't want violence. That's a small portion of the people in America. That's a small portion of the electorate in America that is interested in violence. Most people are keyboard gangsters. You know, they'll get on their keyboard. No, seriously. They'll get on their keyboard and talk all day.
Right.
There are certain communities that they're not going to go into acting a fool.
Nah.
But right. I do believe, they're just not going to do it. But yeah,
gangsters only kill other gangsters. They don't ever kill white supremacists. I never kill dirty cops. They kill other gangsters.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens now with justice reform as well, because Biden will have the stroke of the pen as it relates to executive orders. And he can do some things with that, which is really how Obama functioned for the most part when he was president, because Mitch McConnell would rarely bring anything Obama wanted to get done before the Senate. So Obama was very creative in getting things done. He figured out a way to get around Mitch McConnell to do some of those things. And that's the power of the pen if you're the president, the most powerful man in the world.
Got a couple other questions, John. GSL said, what does the Republican Party even look like after Trump? We need that Black Party ASAP. There is a Black Party forming, too.
I think that the Republican Party has forever changed. I do believe, because they've gone so far off track. You know, they were the party of conservatism. They were the party of low spending. They didn't want to spend a dime when Barack Obama was the president. They were concerned about the debt ceiling. They just, you know, but of course, in the last 4 years, it's been spend, 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 spend. So a lot of hypocrisy there. I think that, again, they'll be glad that he's transferred out, and they will attempt to get, you like that analogy, don't you?
I like that.
Yeah. A lot of brothers understand that analogy, right, too, when I use it, but they'll be glad.
Duffel bag drag. Officer Billings, so you gotta pack him up. He don't
yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I think that what Trump has done is he has tapped into the way that a lot of folks in this country feel.
Right.
They're not gonna stop feeling that way since he's no longer the president, but right, he emboldened them to it was okay to feel that way.
Exactly.
And that's why some of the polls were off, because people were dishonest about whether or not they were voting for him.
They call it the fake media. So, you know, it's fake media. So here's a big sis, Karen Boyd, former of County Kirk in Muskegon County. What damage do you think Trump can do until he leaves the White House?
That is a very good question. That's a very good question. He could technically do anything if he is not watched, if he is, you know, if people don't surround him. He's capable of doing anything. I mean, we know that he cares nothing about the Constitution. We know that. This is what he thinks of the Constitution. We know he cares nothing about the Constitution. He doesn't know the Constitution, and he just does whatever it is that he wants to do. I'm hopeful that he doesn't do anything crazy between now, if he's not reelected, and he's got a very slim road to get there. It's almost virtually impossible. He still has a road, though, from what I can tell.
Right.
It's very much not likely for him to get there to 270. But I'm hoping that January, what is it, 20th? I'm hoping that day gets here before we can blink an eye. And I honestly didn't feel that when he came out at 228 this morning and announced that he had won the race and that they were cheating and he didn't want votes counted, et cetera.
He was just,
I was in disbelief. It sounded like
somebody was high, man. It sounded like somebody was high. Stop counting. I'm already stop counting, man. What are you doing over there? Count, stop. I was like, man, this dude is smoking, man.
Yeah.
got enough.
He had been defeated. When he came out last night, I'm not saying he was disheveled in his appearance, but in his countenance and the way that he communicated. I was texting Ricky Jones, Cedric Jones in Arizona. We text all night long last night, and I was telling him, I said, his people know exactly where the votes that aren't counted are. So they know that they're in trouble. See, they've got a whole team of people who do nothing but sit at their laptops and count the votes in every city. That's what they do in the close races that are close.
Right.
Same for the Biden team. That's why Biden came out and made the announcement and said that we're confident that we're going to win, that we're confident that we're going to get to where we're going to get to 270. That's why Biden came out and was able to make that with so much confidence. Trump came out and his energy was just the opposite. He knew he was about to lose.
Stop counting.
Yeah, knew that. No man who feels like he's winning is going to say stop counting, right? winning. Stop counting. Stop counting. I'm winning.
Yeah, that's the high life, bro.
Yeah.
Mary Byrd said Republicans has already told him not to challenge Wisconsin. The hurdle is too high. 20,000. They mentioned 2016. He challenged Wisconsin and received just 120 new votes. And I agree with her sister. That's a big hurdle.
MB.
Yeah.
One question for MB, my sister. When has he ever listened to the Republicans?
They're part of the swamp.
He don't listen. He listens to nobody. His advisors, they write a speech for him. He's got teleprompters there. When was the last time that he did a speech and did not go off the rail?
Yeah, that's tough.
He's incapable. He's proven over 4 years that he's incapable of sticking to the script. Donald Trump could have won this race. He is the incumbent.
Right.
What did we say? Four times. This would be the fourth time in history an incumbent has lost. In history. It's just not normal for an incumbent to lose a race in a presidential election. It does not happen. He could have won this had he just, I believe, controlled his fingers and controlled his tongue. What did they say? Bridle the tongue?
Yeah.
But he's out of control.
Jay said he doesn't even listen to Fox after last night. So I guess it's all about One America News. Now it's all down to One America News.
And the last thing I want to say, if I got a minute.
Sure.
Last thing I want to say is, so he's talking about firing the FBI director, Christopher Wray. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because he didn't do what he wanted him to do. He wanted him to announce an investigation into the whole Hunter Biden, Joe Biden laptop thing, and that they were announced they were under investigation, etc. He didn't do that. He's upset with Bill Barr because he thought that he had Bill Barr, the attorney general, he thought he had him in his pocket. But even Bill Barr could see the writing on the wall, and Bill Barr thought, maybe I've got myself too entangled. Isn't that what Jada said?
Yeah.
I've got myself too entangled.
She had an entanglement.
Yeah. I've got myself too entangled, and I need to make sure that I'm not involved in anything further. And so he would not announce an investigation into Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or whatever. So that was his last... That was his last, if you will, potential for an October surprise. I believed yesterday that today Joe Biden would be closer to becoming the next president of the United States of America. And if the votes keep coming in for him, and I might be wrong, the race hasn't been called yet, but if the votes keep coming in from him, he will enter into that 5-6 point territory that the polls, many of the polls, shared a few days ago.
Thank you, man. Sharon Warren said, listen, he listens to no one that disagrees with him. All right.
Period.
Thanks to our friends, Florida, Michigan, for listening to the conversation. Thank you, John, for being available. You
all
were
the time.
Team last
Anytime.
Night.
Yes, none sir.
Of us, all of us need some rest, bro.
Man, I think I'm going to bed right now.
That's
okay. Maybe later. Maybe later.
I can imagine what you're about, Captain. All right. Talk to you later, Captain.